It's on the Radio 3 website.
It's Thursday, it's 11 o'clock, and for tonight's Late Junction, I'll hand you on to Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, Jonathan. So, welcome to the last Late Junction of the week, and to two French artists who've found their own eccentric ways into music. Consider Bernard Parmigiani, who trained with Jacques Lecoq as a mime, certainly the most silent art form of all. These days, Aphex, Twin, O-Tech, Sonic Youth, they're all big Parmigiani fans, and you'll hear why in a moment. But first, an encounter with another French eccentric, who I hadn't heard of till last week, Pascal Parisot. Pascal has carved a career as a left-field chansonnier and children's writer, using only 4 years of guitar lessons, all the instruments he could find in junk shops, and a love of Gainsbourg and bossa nova. Sometimes he sounds like this. Nefertiti.
Tenturait dans les bois, ululait dans la nuit, roucoulait sur les toits, ses mots fléchaient vers toi. Thank you.
Enfaz Orfaz, from Dedan, by Bernard Parmigiani, whose music some would classify as acousmatic. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction. If you want to email us, it's lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. You can text on 83111, that's 83111, or send a tweet direct to me at imaxreinhardt. Now, last night, I promised I'd play the tune which was certainly a major influence on Bob Dylan's classic hymn to the anti-hero, It Ain't Me, Babe, and I'm going to. Recorded in his Kentucky farmhouse in the 1950s, this is folk music pioneer John Jacob Niles with Go Away From My Window.
Go away from my window, go away from my door, go away, away from my bedside. I'm bothered no more, and bother me no more. I'll give you back your letters, I'll give you back your ring, but I'll never get my own true love. As long as songbirds sing, as long as songbirds sing. I'll go tell all my brothers, tell all my sisters too, that the reason why my heart is broke is on account of you, is on account of go on your way, be happy. Go on your way and rest. Remember, dear, that you're the one I really did love best. I really did love best. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away from my bedside. Thank you.
Closer to the sun.
Tiny Feathers by Ana Ana, the alter ego of Rio de Janeiro-based Manuela Leal. She proclaims, Anna is the idea that we can organise reality according to our dreams, not the other way around. And she's tweeted, "Hi Max, just wanted to let you know I'll be in the UK in May at the Great Escape on the 11th and 12th in Brighton and later in the month in Liverpool." Great. Make sure you see her. By the way, if you want to tweet in, then you too can get in touch, of course, at IMAX Reinhardt. Before Anna, I played this week's final Ligeti piano etude from Book One. It was number 5, Arc-en-Ciel, or Rainbow, performed by Jeremy Denk. Interestingly, Ligeti often didn't give his etudes a title until after he had completed the piece. My Ligeti mini-fest continues on Lake Junction next week, of course, every night of next week that we're on. One of the most prominent seven-string guitarists in Brazil is Swami Jr. On this tune, he's also bassist, arranger and producer. I wouldn't be surprised if he made the tea for everyone too. Paladino. Thank you.
Thank you. चोलों पे सुलाए जो फूलों से उठाए तो काटो में रुलाए कलेजे को थाम पुकारे का नाम तू ही है तू ही तो है वो
इना मीनाडी का
डायडमनी का माँ का ना गना का अच्छी का भिकारी का
इना मीनाडी का डी का डायडमनी का माँ का
Ina Mina Dika, sung by Asha Bhosle. It's from Asha, a 1957 film directed by M.V. Raman, and it was one of the Hindi cinema's first rock and roll numbers. It's pretty early for rock and roll numbers in England, too. The words of the song were apparently inspired by kids playing outside composer C. Ramachandra's music room, chanting Ina Mina Dika and things like that. Before that, you heard Didn't It Rain, tonight's first track by veteran gospel group Fairview Jubilee Singers, a digitised version of their original 78 RPM single recorded back in 1930, and many thanks to the Exeter University Jazz, Gospel and Blues Special Collection from whose archive that springs. I heard Holly Cullen-Davies play this piece for piano and handbell by Yoshiro Kano a few months back at a regular session she does at The Forge in Camden Town, which she calls Live Junction. I like the piece so much, I asked her to send me a recording, and here it is, A Particle of Light.
Let them be your ship captain's mother. Let them chase that ocean gray. And in the red dawn of a waiting storm, let them cast their lives away. Let them be your foot soldier's mother. Let them heed that bugle call, and on the cold ground of a foreign shore, let them rise only to fall. Let them be all coal miner's mother, who forget the light of day, and in the black heart of those southern mines, let them toil their lives away. Let them be ship captain's mother. Let them chase that ocean gray, and in the red dawn of a waiting storm, let them cast their lives away.
In the red dawn of the waiting storm, let them cast their lives away. Kyle Carey, joined by Pauline Scanlon on her own version of an old gospel tune, Let Them Be All. Calm resignation in the face of the human condition. The late Steve Lacy, on the hand, was never going to go gentle into that good night. Here he is raging against the dying of the light with Kent Carter, Enrico Rava, Carl Berger and Aldo Romano on this piece from 1968, The Gap.
Thank you. Oh,
Liboaria Lore by Uarani. From the sleeve notes, I guess it's a sort of cross between a square dance and trance music, specifically the Dugu music of the Garifuna people. It's from the album The Black Caribs of Beliza, which I shall return to as the spring hopefully turns into summer. Must happen one of these days. Here's an award-winning piece by brilliant composer Joe Cutler, which also crosses contrasting musical forms blending deconstruction, Slavic dance and Goralski folk from the Tatra Mountains in Poland. Folk music performed by the Smith Quartet, for whom Joe wrote it.
Thank you. come out of bed, came unto me, and I filled my heart with joy, joy, joy. One day I was walking, walking down in all the road. Lordy, I thank my God and miss you there. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you now,
while some in his care, oh, Lordy, while in my Savior's care, Lord Jesus Christ, his arms all around me, no evil cannot harm me, Lord. I thank my God and miss you there. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, he was a good man.
Lord, any faith to come to day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, an angel, I should wonder. Lord, in the year, what Daniel had to say, say, say. Oh, Daniel, he was a good man. Lord, any faith to come to day. Lord, I thank my God I'm in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you now.
While some in his care. Oh, Lord, in my Savior's care. Around me, no evil cannot harm me, Lord. I thank my God I'm in it, yeah, yeah.
Well, I would not live a sinner,
Lord, and I tell you the reason why.
Hallelujah.
Well, I pray my Lord might call me,
Lord,
and I wouldn't be ready to die just now. Lord, I would not live a sinner, Lord, and I tell you the reason why.
Lordy,
I thank my God I'm in it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, let me tell you now,
while some in his care, oh Lord, in my sinner's care, oh Jesus Christ, his arms all around me, no evil cannot harm me,
Lord,
I thank my God I'm in it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I would not live a liar,
Lord, and I tell you the reason why.
Hallelujah.
Well, I bet my Lord might call me,
Lord,
and I wouldn't be ready to die,
Lord,
Lord, Lord, I would not live a lie, Lord, and I tell you the reason why,
Lord,
I thank my God I'm in it, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well,
let me tell you now,
while some in his care,
oh,
in my fingers care, oh, Jesus got his arms all around me, no evil cannot harm me, Lord, I thank my God I'm in it, yeah,
yeah. Thank you.
A couple of listeners have asked if I ever played in Aldi on Lake Junction. Fiona and Verity certainly have. Well, now I've joined them. That was his In Principio from the album Nightbook. Before that, courtesy of Exeter University's Special Collections, you heard One Day by the Fairview Jubilee Singers, recorded around 80 years ago. Back here in the present, let us now enter a Canadian zone. In a moment, some frozen bluegrass from alternative country duo Madison Violet, a take on the traditional tune Cindy Cindy. But first, Montreal-based Eric Cheneau. You can catch him live, by the way, in Beirut this weekend. But failing that, this month he's in Bristol on the 13th, Norwich on the 14th, and in London on the 15th and 16th. On Tuesday night, I played a guitar instrumental track from his new album, Guitar and Voice. Tonight, let's hear his voice as well. Dull Lights, White or Grey.
Blue. you get your rum? Where'd you get your whiskey? Way down in Rockingham. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. Rockabye home and stay. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. Rockabye home and stay. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday. Well, if I was an apple hanging on a tree, every time that Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. Rockabye home and stay. Rockabye home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
Thank you.
The Shimmering Pulses, Drones and Glitches of Waterlog by London-based Ed Hamilton, bringing us within sight of the end of Late Junction for this week. I'm Max Reinhardt. I'll be back at 11 p.m. next Tuesday evening, and if that seems just too long to wait, well, listen again to this programme whenever you like over the next 7 days. Just go to the Late Junction page nestling amongst the Radio 3 web pages and hit listen again. However, don't close your eyes just yet. I'm going to leave you tonight with the sublime Bus Noise Trio and Siren Song. But first, a visit to the Narrow Garden with Ivan Kang. Good night. Thanks for listening.
hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For over 30 years, from the early 1780s onwards, if you'd mentioned the Barber of Seville to any opera goer throughout Europe, Paisiello would have been the composer to spring to mind. His opera was performed everywhere from St. Petersburg to Lisbon. But then, in 1816, Rossini came along and all that changed. Though not immediately, I have to say. The first night of what was to become Rossini's most popular opera was, in fact, a total disaster. As the original overture went astray, very economically, Rossini used one he'd already used for two earlier operas. The overture here from Günter Pichler, conducting the Symphony Orchestra of Slovenian Radio and Television.
Thank you.